And the thing that we turkey, spoke about Floramos before tips. Is great food, great prices, and it's so darn clean. It mm-hmm. really is. Don't you mm-hmm. think, Keith?
It's very clean.
All right. So do we get to take Chachi with us?
Nice waitress.
Yes.
Chachi, you want to go Floramos?
I definitely want to go. I love Floramos. It's a historic venue, and it's great food, yes.
The question is, are you still kind of holding back from getting out there and being around people? Because we plan on doing this within the next week.
Then I won't be there.
Oh, Chachi, come
on. I'm waiting for my vaccination. I got to wait for my vaccination. But I will say this, Keith.
Yeah.
One food that I will not get to go is fried clams. Just as, no matter what you package it in, fried clams have to be eaten right out of the fryer.
They don't maintain. You're absolutely 100% right, Josh.
That is true. And can I just say quickly that the other day, you know, Gary Levitt is really an enigma. I was on Instagram.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he is broadcasting live on Instagram with Classy Monkey. And Classy Monkey just starts naming off names. And every voice just comes effortlessly out of him, and it doesn't even sound like the voice is, the sound is coming out of his mouth. Every name, he just has it. He's a man of 1,000 voices, and then he starts giving lessons on when to pause when you're on the air, right, guys?
Yeah, exactly. I was always taught, don't stutter, don't stammer, never use the word
A strategic pause.
And there are radio people, in fact, 95% of the radio people out there, you know who you are. Hope you don't dislike me for saying this, but you
damn.
And Chachi's not one of them, by the way. Chachi's not one of them.
No.
It is a pregnant pause, if you want to call it that. But it's that pause that leaves them in anticipation like this. Chachi Lapret is...
Yeah.
An unbelievable guy. Just like that. Thank and that's you. How it works.
But Classy was like so... he was just... What's the word? He was just complimenting you up and down. And you were teaching him everything about radio, plus doing voices. And I'm like, who is this guy, Gary Levitt? I never knew this guy. he has so many layers. He's like an onion. It just peels back more stuff. So anyway, I had to get that off my chest.
Well, Chachi, thank you. Thank you.
No, it's my pleasure. Gary's everywhere. He's like Zelig, Keith. I go on Facebook the other day, and he's with this basketball star. And it looks like his head is photoshopped on a body with a referee shirt. I'm like, is that Gary?
That was Gary. No, he's been everywhere, Chach. It's unreal. The photo ops of Gary. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, he's amazing. But yes, Floramos soon, and as soon as I get my vaccination, I'm coming into the studio, so I expect I'll probably be on this entire show with you, if you don't mind.
Oh, we'd love that. We'd love that.
Okay.
Big things happening this year, bud.
That's right, my friend. Okay, let's talk about my Beatle break this morning. Now, let's see. On last week's show, I talked about an album from the American Beatles catalog. Today, I want to talk about an album from the UK catalog, and in this case, their very first release. It was called Please Please Me, released in the UK, 58 years ago tomorrow, March 22nd, 1963. And it's a remarkable album because the Beatles had just one day to make the album, just one day, February 11th, 1963. And the Beatles were so busy. They had been touring nonstop since mid-1960 up until that point in February 63. Every day they were performing. So for the first record, they gave several considerations. They thought, should we make the record at the Cavern Club in front of a live audience? Because Beatle concerts were so exciting in that period. But they had acoustic concerns, and they considered bringing a live audience into the studio. And they said, no, that would be too much of a hassle. They'd find another location in London. They nixed that. Ultimately, they decided to make the process easier. They left out the live audience, and they brought them into the EMI Studios, which is later named Abbey Road Studios. And they would just play the songs straight through, just the whole band straight through, no overdubs, very few overdubs. And it gave the album kind of a live feel without a studio audience. And George Martin needed to act fast to get an album on the market because the Beatles had two 45s released previously to that, Love Me Do and the song Please Please Me, both with A and B sides on the 45. So there were four songs there, so they had to record 10 songs in one day. And EMI, the record label, wanted to get the record out as soon as possible at little expense before the kids found a new rock hero, a new flash in the pan. You know, EMI didn't have much faith in the band either. They had no track record. So please, please me. Let's talk about the album cover, first of all. You know the iconic album cover. They're on the stairwell there, yeah, looking over down below, and it had them in 63. And then they resurrected it for the Red and Blue collections with the Beatles years later in long hair. But prior to doing that, deciding on that cover, the idea was to have the Beatles pictured at the London Zoo amongst the insect section. But the zoo director rejected the idea, which, you know, when you look at it, it's a big mistake. You can imagine how many people all over the world would be flocking to that section of the zoo. It would be a historic Beatles landmark, but the zoo director said no. So ultimately, they did the handrail photograph, which was fantastic. So on February 11th, the Beatles come in for their 10 a.m. scheduled session. And you got to know that at that point in February, it was a brutal winter. Traveling was awful for the Beatles, and John Lennon had a major cold, such a bad cold, and specifically a very sore throat. So they come in for their 10 a.m. start that one day to record 10 songs, and they started with I Saw Her Standing There. Ringo's fantastic, strong drumming was great, and he hadn't even had his new Ludwig kit yet. He had his old Premiere kit. It hadn't gotten to that point. And that day they performed 13 takes of There's a Place, 12 takes of I Saw Her Standing There, 3 takes of Anna, even 13 takes of Hold Me Tight, which didn't even make it onto the Please Please Me album. So the session wraps up at close to 11 p.m. that night, and the Beatles were tired, but they had one more song to do, and after some discussion, it was decided that song would be Twist and Shout. But that's a very, very hard song for John to sing, especially having a sore throat. So to prepare, he did a lot of throat lozenges, and he gargled with milk. That was the key for Johnny. Gargled with milk. Ugh. They did the song in just one take, and there it is, right there on record. That one take, the greatest rock and roll recording ever recorded, "Twist and Shout" by the Beatles.
Wow!
And Please Please Me, the album, was indeed recorded in just one day. The album went to number one, March 22nd, '63, in the UK. Stayed there for 30 weeks, and it's really a beloved album to this day. So since I played Twist and Shout several reports ago, I thought that we would go to the recording session of that album. We're going to hear take 8 of Do You Want to Know a Secret, and you'll hear them chattering before the song, before they start recording, and you can Want to Know a Secret. Now I can put my plug in here, Gary. Saturday mornings, Breakfast with the Beatles on 91.9 FM, WUMB, 6 to 8 a.m., Sunday morning's coming up in just a couple of hours, 10 to noon, on Seacoast Oldies in New Hampshire and Maine. You can hear these shows all over the world. And I have a brand new website, breakfastwiththebeatleschachi.com, so go and check it out. So Gary, Keith, my friends in the studio, let's hear take 8 of Do You Want to Know a Secret? Nice. How's that?
Sounds very good. Great, Chachi. I love that story, especially about the gargling with milk. I do the same thing before doing voices sometimes.
You're kidding. You goggle with milk?
Gross.
I certainly do. Gross. And all vocal teachers say, bad move. My Schwarzenegger's at its best when I gargle with milk, and there's no lie to that.
Huh. Keith, he's an enigma.
Yeah. You hit the nail on the head with that one there, Judge.
He's a mystery. He's like a glass.
He's a riddle wrapped in an enigma.
There's so many layers. He's a salesperson. He's a radio guy. He's a front office guy.
He's our own Mr. Haney. Yeah.
And then and then he's jogging 5 miles down the Haunt Beach. I mean, I don't get it.
No, there's nothing to get. We don't get it.
That's why, Keith, we're the friends, and
we
he's
are.
Gary Levin.
We are the friends.
Gary Levin.
And the friends.
I sense a mutiny here.
No,
we love you, Gary. I find you so interesting. I watch your Facebook page all the time, and I'll tell everyone listening, follow Gary Levin for... He does crazy things all week long. It's unbelievable.
It's so true.
Chachi, thank you. That's the best compliment I've ever had. I've had some good ones over the years. I'm taking that. That's number one for me. Thank you, Chachi.
Well, I do admire both you and Keith. And Keith is a survivor, you know. He made it through COVID, so God bless.
Getting through. Thank you, buddy.
We love Chachi Lepret, folks. Okay. This is awesome. One more time on that intro. Would you do it one more time? Go ahead.
Oh, so ladies and gentlemen, let's go into the studio, be a Beatles fly on the wall, and we're going to hear take 8 of Do You Want to Know a Secret? Listen for the little chatter before the song. It's very interesting of what happens during a Beatles recording session. And that's my Beatles break for this morning, Chachi LaPrette, on the Gary Levitt and Friends show.
Friends.
Do you want to know a secret? Track 2, take 8.
Make it well, valley. We're not doing the first verse. Should we just do it on the second verse, like we said?
Yeah.
Hello? Should we just do it on the second verse, like
second
we said?
And last.
Okay, so we wait.
You just do that.
Well,
we keep
playing.
That's all. Yeah. When you just tap on the
play. I'm not on the ear, just do that. Do
oh, yes. Track 2, take 8.
This is it. Hello.
What's it?
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Ooh. Listen.
Do-da-do.
Do you want to know a secret?
Do-da-do.
Do you promise not to tell?
Whoa,
whoa, closer.
Do-da-do.
Let me whisper in your ear.
Do-da-do.
Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. I've known a secret for a week or two. Nobody knows, just we two. Listen,
do-da-do.
Do you want to know a secret?
Do-da-do.
Do you promise not to tell?
Do-da-do.
Whoa, whoa, closer.
Do-da-do.
Let me whisper in your ear.
I'll tell you, I love having Chachi on the show. Chachi LaPrette, thank you again with the Beatles break here on Gary Levitt and Friends. That was a great story, and I love the song, Do You Want to Know a Secret? And that was a really, really good version. And the fact that he mentioned the milk with John Lennon gargling with it before that because he had a scratchy throat. And it is true that at least with voice guys, I know that the vocal teachers and some of the best vocal teachers here in New England for singers, they say, don't do it, don't have a frap, don't do this, don't do that. Even our own Kenny Lewis, who produces a lot of musicians, frowns upon having any kind of dairy product.
Kenny the Jet Lewis.
And I don't know. Paul Gleason, are you out there this morning?
Gargling with your milk, Paul.
I sure am. I'm gargling with milk as we speak. I was just listening to that, and I figured I better gargle with milk myself.